good morning, everyone, and thank you all for joining us at this session today. My name is Riza Sulaiman, and the paper that I'm presenting today is the product of a collaboration with one of my colleagues based in Addis Ababa, Nolawi Sidase. And in this paper, we looked at the trends in utilization of antenatal care and skilled delivery among rural Ethiopian women between 1995 and 2011. Right, so I have no financial relationships or commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose to you. Okay, so here's an outline of the things that I'll cover today. First, I'll present some background information, then I'll go right into the methods, results, discussion, and present some conclusions based on our findings. All right, so a little bit of background information. In the early 1990s, poor access to basic health services contributed to Ethiopia having one of the highest maternal mortality ratios in the world. In response to this, the Ethiopian government formulated a series of health sector development programs, HSDPs 1, 2, and 3, between 1997 and 2010. And the health extension program was implemented in 2003 under the second health sector development program in order to strengthen the primary healthcare system by providing care at the community level. At the core of the health extension program are the health extension workers. There are two health extension workers that are stationed per Kebele, which is equivalent to the sub-district health post, providing service to approximately 5,000 people. In the selection criteria for these health extension workers are as follows. They are women 18 or older with at least a 10th grade education. They live in the communities where they serve, and they also receive training for 1 year in the package of services that they provide to the community. So their role really is to provide basic and essential preventive and selected high-impact curative health services, which includes antenatal care, postnatal care, and timely planning, among other things. Since 2004, over 34,000 health extension workers have been deployed in the rural areas, and over 10,000 health posts have been built. So in light of these changes, we had two research questions that we explored in this paper. First was whether the proportion of rural Ethiopian women who had the recommended number of ANC visits, which is 4, had changed following the implementation of this program. And second, we wanted to look at how utilization of skilled delivery had changed during this time period. In order to answer these questions, we pulled data from the 2000, 2005, and 2011 Ethiopia demographic and health surveys, and we focused on the rural subset. The analytic sample included 17,718 births that occurred between 1995 and 2011 in rural areas. We had two outcomes in our models. The first were coded as follows. If the woman had at least 4 antenatal care visits, they were coded as 1. And if they had less than 4 antenatal care visits during their most recent pregnancy, they were coded as 0. And for the second outcome of skilled delivery, if the woman had a doctor, nurse, or midwife attend her most recent birth, then she was coded as 1. Otherwise, she was coded as 0. The main individual level predictor of interest is the year of the most recent birth entered here in the models as categorical with the midpoint 2003 as the reference category. We ran some of the descriptive statistics on the sample. We also fitted the following Loget model, and we controlled for these factors. So we controlled for women, in both models we controlled for woman factors and household factors. And in the skilled delivery model, we also controlled for whether the woman had at least 4 antenatal care visits, as well as the month of birth or month of delivery. We also accounted for complex survey design and all of our analyses. Okay, so here are some results from the descriptive statistics. The average age in the sample was 29.6 years, and the average parity was 4.4 children per woman. In the entire sample in our data set, 9.8% had at least 4 antenatal care visits, and broken down by survey year, there's a bit of variation. And the proportion with skilled birth attendant was 3.3. And again, when you break it down by survey year, you see some variation in that as well. Okay, so this slide shows you the results of the first model where we looked at whether the woman had at least 4 antenatal care visits. I only show the average marginal effects for each birth year. And as you can see, for the years 2004 and 2006 through 2010, women were more likely to have at least 4 antenatal care visits compared to women in the reference year 2003, which is represented on this chart as the blue dashed line. In this slide, we show the results from the skilled delivery model. And as you can see, for none of the birth years, all of their birth years, there were no significant differences in the likelihood of having skilled delivery compared to the reference year 2003. We wanted to test the assumption that the changes that we saw in the antenatal care model was due to having the presence of the health extension workers and having them available for people in the rural area. So we ran the same analysis on the urban subset with the justification that if the changes were because of the health workers, then we shouldn't see any patterns or similar patterns in the urban areas. So the first figure here is the antenatal care model, and as you can see, none of the coefficients are significant for the urban subset. And for the second model, which is the skilled delivery model, we saw 2 years were significantly different from 2003, but we didn't see any significance in the rural subset for this model. So as we saw before, rural Ethiopian women whose most recent pregnancies ended in the years following health extension worker deployment were more likely to have greater than 4 antenatal care visits compared to those whose most recent pregnancies ended in 2003. And before 2003, there weren't any significant coefficients for birth year for antenatal care. It's also important to note that the marginal effects were generally small. They hovered between 3.8 and 7.1 percentage points. For skilled delivery in the rural areas, we didn't see any changes in the years following health extension worker deployment. And compared to 2003, for the years leading up to the implementation of the program, we also saw no trends there as well. And again, we controlled for whether they had greater than 4 antenatal care visits, and we saw that the coefficient for that was significant. Women who had at least 4 antenatal care visits were 3.1 percentage points more likely to have a skilled birth attendant than women who had less than 4 antenatal care visits. The findings of the study should be interpreted within the context of several limitations. First, we have no data on the availability and accessibility of services that are linkable to the respondents. There are also no data on the quality of services that the health extension workers provide. And other development projects may have contributed to the observed changes, so it's difficult to tease out the effect of the health extension program from the effect of these other projects using the data set that we used. So in conclusion, we saw that antenatal care utilization was generally higher after the health extension workers were deployed, but we didn't see any differences in skilled delivery utilization. Analysis on the urban subset suggests that the increase in utilization of ANC in the rural areas were in fact due to the health extension workers and not due to secular trends over time throughout the country. One of the roles of the health extension worker is to refer women to skilled birth attendants as they themselves are not considered skilled birth attendants. And so the demand for the skilled birth attendants may have increased during this period as a result of interaction with the health extension workers, but the supply may not be sufficient to meet the demand. And finally, these findings highlight the need to produce more physicians, nurses, and midwives in order to meet the demand for skilled delivery that was created by these health extension workers. Thank you.